Hallelujah. As you know, we don't really come on Sunday night unless but this week is a very tedious week and we are not going to be available. So I really consult the Holy Spirit and it was okay for us to come on tonight. So I am going to pray and I'm going to invite the Holy Spirit in this place. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. Father, we praise you and we worship you. Father, we come before you tonight, Lord, and we say thank you. Thank you for being in our presence. Thank you for being in our midst tonight. Oh, precious Holy Father, tonight I come and I hide myself behind the cross, oh Lord God. And I let you come forth, Almighty God. Let you be glorified, I pray. Father, tonight, the ones that's online, touch their ears, touch their hearing that they may be able to hear. Touch their eyes that they may be able to see, their mouth that they may be able to speak. Oh, Father God, tonight, as I hide myself behind the cross, I'll let you, Father, come forth and be glorified. My body becomes your life. I speak only what you want me to speak, saying out of my belly only what you want me to say. Holy Spirit of the living God, we welcome you here on display. Come now and sit with us today as we break bread with you this day. Precious Holy Spirit, we pray. We thank you for being in our midst. We thank you that the joy of the Lord become our strength. We thank you as we seek your face forevermore. We thank you that you're the life. Yeah, we thank you that you are our life. Oh God, we thank you this night. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah, Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah, Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah, Lord God Almighty. In you we move and we have our being, Lord. We come tonight. We come tonight, Lord God, to seek your face. Hallelujah. Father God, your word declare that if we pray in the Spirit, oh God, interpretation does not come forth. The individual is just building up their self. So tonight I build myself up in you, oh Holy Father. Tonight I come and I lay at your feet, oh Holy Father. And I listen to what you have to say, oh Holy Father, that I may be able to release it out to your people tonight, Lord God Almighty. I now hide myself behind the cross, Almighty God, and I let you, O Holy Father, come through me and represent yourself that men may know that you're alive and you're not dead. Your name is Jehovah, and your ways are just and true. Lord, we thank you this day. And we praise you this day now in the name that is above every single name. Father, we call for the fire of the Holy Ghost, the fire of the Holy Ghost, the fire of the Holy Ghost, the fire of the Holy Ghost to come and to ignite, to come and to touch. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Tonight I come into the heavens and I say, let your kingdom come through me tonight and let your word, I just speak it out of my mouth. I just speak it out tonight, Lord. I speak it out in the atmosphere tonight, God. I speak it out, God. And let your glory come and let it saturate this place, I pray. In Jesus. Father, tonight, I hear your word is saying, repent. I hear your word is saying, repent. So tonight, God, I repent. And I ask you to forgive me from all my sins and my unrighteousness. I repent. I repent. And I come clean before you. And I present myself on your altar. And every single person tonight asks God for forgiveness. That way we may be able to extend ourselves into the throne room, that we can receive mercy in the time of need. So we repent tonight. And we go before the throne and we say, precious, precious, precious Holy Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I want to welcome you tonight on the call. Welcome. Before I go into anything, I want you to know that on Tuesday night, based on what I was saying to you guys before, in regards to what I used to do before, for a long time, the Prayer for America. And I used to have a Save America campaign, and I used to just pray. And I have everything, my daughter, get me my pencil, my paper. I have everything that promotes America. When 9/11 hit, the father showed it to me before it even happens. As a matter of fact, it happened the day and the night I got the vision, and I it was something else. I'm not going to get into it because I talk about it all the time. And then he had me in when I was in Connecticut to do Save America. And we promoted that for a while. And people used to say that they're so sick and tired of me talking about this Save America campaign. And yes, because that was the mandate. And I had we used to have watch, we watched from like 2014, 2015, all these things. Because the word of God declared, the Father said in his word, Amos 3, he said he'll do nothing unless you show it to the prophet. If you want the scripture, I think it's Amos 3, verse 7. Sonia could look it up and put it on the chat, but I think it's Amos 3, 7, either 7 or 8, but I believe it's Amos 3, 7. He will do nothing unless he reveal it to the prophet. A man is a prophet, but the woman in line of the man is a prophetess. So he said he will do nothing. And you got to be very careful to who you're listening to. I'm not God, but he used me in areas unknown. And I'm not God, but he gave me information. And I released the information that's been given to me at a given time. So Save America, the other day, like I had told you guys about like 5, 6 months ago, that he wanted me to go on Facebook and do the face the Save America. Now you guys know I'm on Facebook, but you guys know I don't know nothing about media or whatever, blah blah blah. My husband and my daughter is the ones is into the media, my son. I know nothing about it. So I was kind of leery, and I'm, out of fear, not really fear, but I'm like, okay. All of a sudden, there was this one lady out of my core, because you guys know I'm a part of the core. Out of the core, there's this one lady that pops up, and she started doing America, praying for America. And I'm like, wow. And then I come and I say to you guys, if God give you something to do and you don't do it, he will raise somebody else up to do it. And because of the kind of person that I am, I said, okay, God. I called the lady. As a matter of fact, no, I didn't call her. I went into our chat because she's in the core group with us. And I said to her that I'll be a part. So I started being a part of her Save America. I was listening nicely because I said, oh, she's doing it. God took it from me and gave it to her. All of a sudden, she said she's not doing it after about two, three, about like 2 months or 3 months. And I'm like, what? She's not doing it. So I went to the father and I said, God, what? The father said, that assignment is not her assignment. And I'm like, really? He said, that assignment is your assignment. So I said, okay. Now it's time for me to redeem myself. So what I did when he said that, I have my sister, not really my sister, my daughter, also in the core, and she's the scribe, and she's my daughter in the core. And when my husband does not do the flyers when I'm going to minister, she would do flyers for me. So I got in touch with her to do my flyer, and she didn't get the flyer done. I didn't hear from her. I didn't hear from her. So when I was in South Carolina, I was like about say the week of the 15th, the 13th, 15th. I said to my granddaughter, she come downstairs, and I said, "Honey, do you know how to do flyers?" She said, "Yeah, Grandma, we do it in school because she go to college." And she said, "I said, well, this is what I want." And by this time, I had put out a disclaimer on Facebook saying, "Save America campaign is coming. Stay tuned for the date." My grandbaby went upstairs, come back down with a flyer, and I said, okay. So I put it on Facebook. So effective Tuesday night at 7:30, if you're not on Facebook, sign up. Go in and get the app and sign up and let me, what you call it, accept you as one of my friends, that you're gonna be able to come in on that night and be a participant of what the Holy Father is doing. He gave us a chance to go back and to rewrite what he wants us to do. Saying all of that, every single person have an assignment from God. And we got to get it done. So God gave me a chance. I have people used to tell me they so tired of me talking about Save America. And they said, they call me Mother Ruth. She said, Mother Ruth. I went down to North Carolina and somebody down there saying the same thing. Why? Because God told me. So when I go on Sat on Tuesday night, it is going to be like liquid fire. It is going to be a promotion of the instinct of the Holy Ghost. It's going to come out of the belly and it's going to ignite the atmosphere for change. America belongs to Jesus. Your family belongs to Jesus. You belong to Jesus. You hear me say time and time again, the Father, show us the difference between family and generation. They're two separate things. Whatever comes out of your belly hits your generation. What comes out of your mama's belly is your family. And the Father gave us the difference. He said the generation of the righteous will be blessed. And then it promotes wealth and riches will be in your house. Doesn't necessarily mean that it have to be money. But whatever it is, it can be your health. can't be your family members getting on top of your nerves. That's going to be your wealth. Because you get peace and joy and safety in the Holy Spirit. And as you know, tonight is prophetic intercession. And you also know that the Holy Spirit speaks through me or speaks to any individual whenever he gets ready. We're in it to win it, and we're in this together. I am not bigger than you, and you're not bigger than me. Every single part. The Bible talks about the fivefold ministry, and it also talks about the ministering gifts and the different operations. This is not a one-man show. No. Iron sharpened iron. I need you and you need me. And we all work together as one in the body. There's no big frog and little frog. There's no big ant and little frog and little ant. We're all in this together. John 17. Let there be one. That's what the Father said to Jesus Christ. Jesus was praying. He said, Father, I am leaving. I'm not going to leave them. I want to live through them. Oh, Holy Father. Let them be one as you and I are one. The body of Christ have to come to a oneness. One of the part of our ministries in Acts, where we all of every single thing in common. Love promotes. Love promotes. Love forgives. Love is patient. Love is kind. And I say love promotes. What are you going to promote? You're going to promote patience. You're going to promote kindness. What are you going to promote? You're going to promote joy and peace, forgiveness. That is your love language. Tonight I'm talking to you, but I'm talking to you from the heavens. Other people might minister differently. I minister by the Holy Spirit. Because when I minister by the Holy Spirit, it is going to touch you when you come into the hospital. And wherever we reside, it is a hospital. It is a hospital. What do you need in that hospital tonight? What can Dr. Jesus do for you tonight? What can he do for you tonight on that table? How can he come in and execute what you need? What can he do for you? Men cannot do nothing for you. Just like they have different doctors that specialize in different areas. Jesus is specialized in areas, and it's only one area, and that's the area that you need. That means he specializes in everything. He is oneness, and he believes in unity. You see what happened? Yesterday, what happened? And people talking about it in Paris. Why do we get upset? It's going to happen anyway. And after they over there and they act up and act crazy, the power of God come in and shut down the grid. There weren't no light. That's the God that we serve. And we're living in the last days. So what we need to do, we need to be kingdom ambassadors. And we need to get ourselves together. And we need to promote the kingdom. We need to promote the kingdom. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. The kingdom of God is not meat and food or drink, but is righteousness and joy and peace in the Holy Spirit. Let's promote the kingdom. Right now, whatever you need, there is water in your yard. Right now, whatever you need, there's a washing of the flood can come into your house and wash you from the inside out. Whatever you need, whatever you need, whatever you need, you could wrap yourself right into that water. And in that water, there is a cleansing. In that water, there's the blood. In that water, there's the redeemer. You remember Daniel in the lion's den? It is in that water. The line of Judah is in that water. That water runs with the blood. That water runs with the flushing wind. That water runs anything you need. That water, that water, that water, that water, that water. Glory to God. Receive from that water. If you can put your hand up, if you could yell out of your voice, if you could yell out of your belly and said, I receive that water in the mighty name of Jesus. I receive that cleansing water in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name, wash me from the head to my toe with that water, the water of the Holy Ghost, the water of the blood, the water, the water, the water, the water, the water, the water. It runs in the river. It runs in the bank. When you look at the bank and it's coming down and it's flowing, that's the cleansing water of Jesus Christ Himself. That's the water that comes in. It comes in and it touches from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. What do you want tonight from? What do you want to be cleansed from? What do you want to be touched from? Put your hand up in the water. That water is troubled. It is a troubling water. It is a troubling water. If you ever see that water, if you ever see the water is clean. But in that water, there's mud. So the mud is what you step out of and you step into the cleansing when you step out of that mud. Because in that water, you go and deal with the mud. But in that mud, hallelujah, in that mud, hallelujah, you step out of your peaceful. Oh my God, you step out. You step out. You step out. You step out. Step out. Keep on stepping. Keep on moving. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Step out, I say. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Touch and ignite. Oh my God. The power is in the blood. I see that murky water. I see that murky water. I see that murky water. And the Spirit of God is saying, step out of your grave clothes. That murky water is your grave clothes. It says, step out. Ziano, step out. Step out now. Yes, dear honey. Yes, Keisha. Yes, step out, honey. Step out, Keisha. Step out. There you go. There you go. That was deliverance. That was deliverance, Keisha. Put your hand up and give him praise, honey. Put your hand up and give him praise. Put your hand up and give him praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I see someone with a tiger on top of their head. No, that tiger to me, the Spirit of God said, it represents generational curse. It represents generational curse of incest. Oh my God, it's gonna be a deliverance in your house. It's gonna be a deliverance in your family. It's gonna be a deliverance in your family. Incest must go. Lying, demonic spirit of witchcraft must go. Poverty must go. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. How? Let me tell you something. I don't usually do this, but I'm going to tell you this right now. For you, give yourself, give your way out of poverty. I'm not talking about tithes and offering. I'm talking about giving over yourself. Whatever you have to give, you share. If you see somebody down the street and they need something, give it to them.
The Bible said, bring all the tithes into the storehouse and prove me not. It does not necessarily mean you have to bring it into a place. It means whatever you have, you give it. And I'm saying it to this person, give out of your needs. It's going to break the spirit of poverty. Offer your generation. Bang, 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 bang. Right now and then, it's gone. Just do what I tell you by the spirit. Don't go and tell nobody that I say for you to give money to people. I didn't say that. Listen to what I'm saying. It says you'll release your hands. If you see somebody that needs something, it doesn't necessarily have to be finances. It could be clothing. It could be food. It could be ministering. Make yourself available. That's giving. Somebody call you on the phone, you don't want to talk, but you give up your time, your T-I-M-E. That's giving. See, I'm a different type of preacher. I preach by the Holy Ghost. I don't get dictated by man. I listen to the unction of the Holy Spirit, and then I speak. That's how I operate. And I'm not going to change for anybody. Because people are dying and go to hell. Because of this man-made religion. And Jesus say, I am going to leave. But I'm going to send you a comforter. And when he comes, he's going to lead you. And he's going to guide you. And he's going to show you things to come. He didn't say man was going to show you things to come. He said the comforter. When you go to the regular hospital, what happened when you go to the regular hospital? The doctor better know if you go in there with a serious problem, he better know how to deal with you or else you're going to be dead. And it's the same concept. It's the same concept. Men don't know nothing. Zero with an hero. They don't know nothing. Men must listen to the Holy Spirit. Men must entertain the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit must be your guide. No other way. No other way. Said, I'll show you things to come. I'll show you things to come. Water. Dirty, mucky water. The enemy comes in and he distorts your relationship. Rejection. I have this book and I forgot. I must have seen it on Jenny Weaver, destroying the spirit of rejection. And I have bought it a long time ago, but I didn't even know. But somebody was talking about it in my core. And I believe, and I said, I'm going to buy it. But when I went on the Amazon, I had already bought it. So I bought some for my daughter. And when I see her this weekend, she'll get it. Some of us going through rejection. Here is the book. Buy it and read it. Look it over. Read it. Put your hand on your belly. Put your hand on your belly. Put your hand on your belly and breathe in the atmosphere of the Holy Ghost in your belly. That when you're reading it, shakoridaba, it goes in. Shimakurima, sendereralavosata, that it goes in. And it change. It change. It changed from the inside out. It changed from the inside out. But the fire of the Holy Ghost come in and ignite. You see what God did? He lets you come on for you to get your breakthrough. We don't usually come on Sunday.
Unless it's something very significant, or we may be fasting for a week and then we'll come and we break our fast. We don't really do it every Sunday like this. So there have to be a reason. There have to be a reason why you are here. God is talking to you. He's breaking witchcraft off of you. Marion, witchcraft, witchcraft, it is broken in the mighty name of Jesus. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. There it goes. There it goes. Put your hand up and say, go now. Put your hand up now. Yeah, there it goes. There it goes. There it goes. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the put your hand on your top forehead. Put your hand, Marion, put your hand on your forehead and make the sign of the cross. In the name of Jesus, if you have oil, anoint yourself with oil. Now, now. Yandokorama. Norabashikito. I want you to anoint yourself with oil. I want you to anoint yourself with oil. There they go. They're coming out. They're coming out. Yes. One, two, three. Yes. Four. Five, six, seven, eight. Put your hand over your belly now. This is number eight. It is coming out. Bosukuta. Yeah. Yes. Give him praise. Give him praise, Marianne. Give him praise. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. All those plagues, all those years. Yes. And you really don't have to cough up anything because they're out. They're out. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I thank you for your leadership and for your guide. I thank you that you're setting her free right now. In Jesus' mighty name. Ayabasiti. Ayamashoto. Satan, you have no power. Satan, you have no authority. You should see your face, honey. Your face has changed 100%. You can feel the fire. It's bubbling in your belly. And that's the fire of the Holy Ghost. That's the anointing of the Holy Spirit. So just breathe it in. Breathe it in. Breathe it in. Take it in. Take it in. My God. My God. My God. My God. Yes, so you could tell somebody about it. You say you're going to tell everybody about it. Yes. I just hear you say that. I'm going to tell everybody about this. Yes. Go ahead. Look, I just hear it. You just said it, right? You just said it, right? Yes. You tell everybody about it. You tell everybody how Jesus met you. Tell everybody about it and tell them how you feel and tell them about your peace. And you could go to bed and you could sleep. And those noise that you hear noise sometime at the side of the face right here. Yes, right here. That noise, we command that to go. Those are demonic entrance. Those are demonic entrance from a child, from your generation that's in witchcraft. That's what goes on. So now we command him to stand still. So what you have to do, you got to saturate your house with the blood. You have to anoint your house with the presence of the Holy Spirit. You don't listen to anyone. You don't listen to nobody. Just take out the word of God and let it minister to yourself. Only God could do that. Man could not do that. Only God knows about that. God is the ultimate king. He is your Jehovah. He is your deliverer. He is your Jehovah Jireh. I have a book here with names. Where is my book? What did I do with my book? You got to invest yourself in books and Bibles. What's going to go on right now? Bibles are going to change.
Right now, I believe there's, I think it was the new NIV. I don't remember exactly what it was, but there are two. I think Sonny knows about two too because they had put it on Facebook. I saw it on Facebook and I went and checked. And yes, they're changing the Bible. So you gotta go get at least the King James Bible, an original, where you can look over. Because Jesus is coming. And the enemy knows this. And because the enemy knows this, he's going to change things around for himself and try to deceive because he is a deceiver. And don't wonder how I know these things when I minister to someone. The Holy Spirit is the one who will give me the information, and he will give you the same information too. As you know, in our fasting, we said, one of the scriptures is he's no respecter of person. I think we did it last week, this week. Right now, Vlad? Didn't he say you know no respecter of person? Yeah, it's right there. Get out your phone and start doing some Googling. Look, don't listen to me. You gotta know the word for yourself. When somebody give you the word, go check it out. Just don't listen and just hold it. No. That a dictatorship. You don't want to be dictated to. You don't want to be brainwashed about nothing. The word of God is life. I got a lot of different Bibles, but I love this one. The word of God is powerful. The word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. Whenever it comes, it's going to pierce and it's going to divide. The word of God is life. There is life in the word. I remember I used to hear Joyce Myers saying this. Never even know where it was until I found it. And John 6:63. Once you know it, you can promote it. Then Proverbs 18:21. Death and life is in the power of your tongue. I'm telling you gotta know the word for yourself. And he said, faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And you go find it in Romans 10:17. And you wonder, how she know the word? I didn't know the word like that. I just have to, you know, how she know? No! I've been doing this from in the 80s, but from God called me. Don't get too caught up about me. No. I'm not living any better than you. Anybody tell you that they haven't sinned, they're lying. You don't know what I'm doing. You have no clue what I'm doing. You don't know. Trust nobody but God. Only God. And I'm here to tell you tonight, trust Him with every fiber of your being. Trust him. The enemy does not like you. But I tell you one thing. No matter what he does, he's making you be promoted. Because if you stand back and if you don't kill yourself, you are going to understand the devil is a riffraff. He is a lookalike. And he does reruns. He comes with his reruns in different shapes, size, and form. What he did today, and you succumb to it and cry, oh, he comes back again next week. When you get your breakthrough this week, he comes back next week. They come back the same ism and schism, but he comes in a different way. That's how the devil works. I can talk to you. You know why? I have been through so many things.
So when I just look, I just see, and it looks like, you know how the thing in Paris look? My daughter gave me one. It's like that thing, you know, like I don't know what you call it. But if she was here, you always see that. It's that tall thing. You know what I'm talking about? The way how the Paris thing is always tall and like a little shape, look a little shape. I just see that. I don't know what's gonna happen over there. It's like something's gonna happen. I hear people talk about it, but it just come. Oh, thank you, sweetheart. Eiffel Tower. Yeah, I just saw that. So in your quiet time, pray for Paris. I heard about something about it this week. Now they were going to be devastation. But all of a sudden, I'm sitting down and I'm talking. And there it is. I saw it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That person that just come on just now, come back online right now because I want to minister to you. That young man, come back now, please. You were just on. You were just on. And I want to pray for your life out of danger. Out of danger. Put him back. Is that your mom, your grandma? I don't know who it is, but that's danger. I see danger. I see danger. In the name of Jesus, I break every onslaught of the enemy, every fight, every war type spirit, everyone that's in the home. If you're not praying the spirit, praying the spirit for this young man, every single thing, everything that try to set up. In the yard, around the yard. Every gunman, every gunman, every killing demon. We drive them off of the lawn. We drive them off of that area where they live, where they reside. Just intercede for this young man. We call for the angels of God to encamp around about him. Danger. We break it in the blood. We put the blood. We put the blood just like the days of the Israelite when, oh God, when the Father said, oh angel, when you see the blood, you will pass. You will pass. You will pass. It's like a gun bullet. You will pass. That will pass over. I bind the spirit of death. I bind the spirit of death. That young man just come up and I see it in the mighty name of Jesus. And I don't know where they went, but I tell you, I want you guys to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. And I do not want nobody calling me tomorrow because I will not be answering my phone because I am busy. You got an unction. You got an unction. You hear there is a prophetic intercession on the phone and you play it, do not call my house. I answer my phone. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to see it. I'm not interested. We have to listen when the Holy Ghost is talking. Jesus of mercy. I just saw that. And I just break, Lord Jesus, I just break the spirit of death. And I just command that spirit to go. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, we thank you. We praise you for mercy. We praise you for mercy, oh God. We thank you for mercy, Almighty God. We thank you for deliverance, Almighty God. We thank you that the snake will not come near their dwelling, Almighty God. We thank you that the hark will not pitch on their front porch, Almighty God. We break the spirit of death, Almighty God. We come against every war type demon in the name of Jesus, in the family structure, in the mighty name of Jesus. Break it. We break it. We break it. Maria, I speak to your job right now, and I just command your boss to calm, just calm her. Just calm it down. Just calm down. Jesus. She did not give you that job, honey.
Man, woman, I don't know, it's the boss, okay? They didn't give you that job. God gave it to you. So all you have to do, and if they even think about writing you up, do not sign the paper. You're only going to sign if you do something wrong. Other than that, don't sign nobody's paper. Go to the personnel if you have to. Bring them up on charges if you have to. Okay? The last person I talked to about it like this, they did not listen, and they got the job. Okay? I saw it, and I spoke it. And I know you guys was on the phone when I talked to you. It was about, say, about 2 months ago. So, Marie, I'm telling you, listen and listen good. When they come with their paper, do not sign anything. You only sign it, I said, if you did something wrong. Other than that, do not sign it. Because what they're trying to do is to take your job. Simple. And God, they didn't give you that job. God gave it to you. And if God gave you the job, why should they want to come take it? That's why the enemy fighting you. That's why they're talking all kind of trouble. That's why they're talking about the you're not doing this in the patient. Okay, so if you're not doing it with the patient, how come the patient ain't have no bed sore? You got to be vigilant. You got to be sober because your adversary, the devil. Lord God. Lord God. We are your babies. We are your babies. Prophetic mantle, that's who we are. We are called out of your loins. And just like you did in the days of the Israelites, with that blood over the door, let every single one of us online, offline, listening to the replay tomorrow, and my honey put it up. I don't know what time he's going to put it up because he said he's going outside tomorrow to cut grass. I don't know because I don't know if it's going to rain. Whenever time he puts it up, tell somebody to go into theholytabernacle.com. Theholytabernacle.com. And just listen. Just listen. That same anointing will go into the home. Anoint your house with the anointing oil. Plead the blood of Jesus over every doorpost. I think I hear somebody say that a couple months ago. And I want to tell you tonight, go do that. Now, when the angels come, the death angel, whatever angel come, they will see that blood. And they won't be able to come in. And I want you to know, in Timothy says, don't have any fear. Don't have any fear. Please, please do not have any fear. So what if we die? That's how I feel right now. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. I don't care. You got to get to a point where you tell the enemy, I don't. Look, my daughter said, I don't give a rat's nest. And I'm like, where you get that from? And I'm going to say that tonight. I don't give a rat's nest. Thank you. Thank you very much. Because if I'm dead, I'm going to be with Jesus. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So tell you what. Bring it on, demon. Because I tell you what. I don't read Colossians. Yes, I don't see you here. He whoop your butt and kick you up. Okay? So I'm going to take up my rights and I'm going to stand up. And I'm going to declare war upon your war. Because he gave me the keys to the kingdom. Yes, sir. I read it in Matthew 16, verse 19. He said, I'm going to give you the keys to the kingdom. So I don't care what the enemy try to do. I don't care. I have no fear. Fear brings torment. And all them people talk about, this just going to be my spirit. Talk about it. 7 day, they go to 7 day event. They go to church. You got to be a Sabbath. Oh, let me tell you something. Let's get this thing straight. We are 7 days. Every single day we resting. Morning, noon, and night. We are resting with Jesus. I don't know why I'm saying this. I don't know why I gotta say this. We are resting because Jesus said, He is the Lord of the Sabbath. I don't know why I'm saying this, but hey, I'm resting every day. 7 days a week, I'm resting in Him. And for the fact that I let the enemy know that I don't care about nothing. I remember when my mama died. I remember when my mother died and I'm in my bed sleeping. June 18, I'm in my bed sleeping. And that spirit come in and drop up the side of my left side on my bed. And I jump out of my sleep and I'm like, look, you don't have no business in here. So I said, that's not my mama. Get out. Get out. And bring the mortgage. Bring my mortgage because I need my mortgage. I'm serious. You got to get radical. You got to let the devil know that you're not fearful. You don't entertain nobody and their demons. Just tell him, bring it on. Read the word to him. Show him to him in Colossians. When you look in Colossians 2, verse 13, he says, verse 13, 14, 15, he said he make a show. You think I'm joking? I am not playing. I read it myself. I'm telling you, I don't care. I told my kids already. When I'm dead, I do not want nobody come crying over my casket. Look, and my daughter, oh, mommy, oh, no. I want a party because I'm going to be partying with Jesus. People got to know some stuff. Sitting over there, let the devil beat them up and acting awkward. I'm not, no, this ain't going to work. Colossians, listen to this. Oh, yes. Oh, Lord, how come I have two different time here? One of them say 8:23 and one say 7:28. Okay. Oh, my God, I'm on top of things. I'm doing great. Oh, my God, I'm beautiful here. Oh, God, I thought I was. All right. Listen to Colossians 2, verse 13. Okay. I'm going to skip 13. I'm going to go down to 14. Blotting out the handwriting and the ordinance. That means every ordinance, every little ring dings, every little thing that we, oh, this, oh, that. He blocked them out. And we could go down. We could pass 14. And he put it to the, he nailed it to the cross. Having spoiled ED, past tense. Sweet. Principalities. And powers. He made a show of them openly. Yes. Bring it on. Bring it on. Bring it on. I'm ready. I'm ready like Freddy. Bring it. Bring it. Bring it. Bring it. Bring it. Bring it. Yeah. You know, hey. You're over there. You're over there and you say, you know what? I got my stuff, okay? I got my stuff. So bring it. Bring it. That's the same thing with the Bible here. You're going to let the devil know. Bring it on. Because your butt have already been whipped and whooped and knocked down, teeth fall out, foot broke. Hand broke, you said in Jamaica, because you know I'm from Jamaica. Let me talk Jamaica now. Foot broke, hand broke, eye broke, everything is broken. Everything is broke up. Hey, oh, Lord, God Almighty, because that's what he said. Listen to this. If you are, let's go something very likely. Say you're running a marathon. You get all dressy on your team. Show up for the marathon. And when you show up for the marathon, the person who was supposed to be, that's the last day, and the other person, the other party had to show up. They couldn't make it at all. So who end up with the prize? You did. You didn't even have to do fighting. You didn't even have to run. You didn't have to do a doggone thing. All you had to do was show up and get your prize. This is the same concept.
My brother, who I'm joined here with him, according to Romans 8:17, whoop the devil's butt for me. I'm living the life like my grand would say, Grandma. I'm living the life as a chimpanzee. I'm living the doggone life as a chimpanzee. I'm gonna show up and I'm gonna take my trophy. I'm telling you tonight, it doesn't matter what. I was listening to somebody today, and they said for you to read Philippians, read the whole entire book of Philippians. I didn't get a chance to read it. I was ministering to someone in Jamaica, one of my daughter in Jamaica, and we touched a little bit on Philippians today. But I guarantee you, there got to be a lot of nuggets in there for you. Philippians 3:10. I want to know him and the power of his resurrection. I may not do everything right, but my God, I'm asking my Father God by the power of the Holy Spirit that lives inside of me to touch me from my head to my toe. And let Jesus Christ come forth. Okay, you know what? Somebody's very tired. They didn't get enough sleep last night. They're so tired. So here I am praying, talking, and I just felt the tiredness of that person. So tell you what you do when you go to bed tonight. Just take a nice little cool washcloth. Nice, cool. Do you hear me? Do you hear me, my daughter? My elder, my daughter. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you, okay? My baby girl with them pretty braids. Tell her what you do. Let me see your face. Come on and let me see your face, okay, honey?
Me, Mama Ruth?
Yes, you. Got a lot of daughters, but you know I'm talking to you. You're tired. You're very tired, okay?
Yes.
How long are you having sleep?
Oh.
You need to get some rest.
I do.
You got to get some rest because I see pressure right here. Okay? Right here. Just pressure. And if you have that pressure build up, you could get high blood pressure and you could get a stroke. So you want to be able to get your rest. Okay, honey? Just go to bed. Just get your rest. You need to have rest. You need to get your rest.
Mm-hmm.
R-E-S-T. A long T. You need to get that. Very serious. I'm glad you're online because I wouldn't even be able to. That's why I tell people when they come on, sometimes they got to let me see their eyes because your eyes are, and when the Spirit of God talked to me, and when you look at the person's eyes, that's their true person. And you just minister to them by what you're seeing out of their eyes or out of their spirit. Okay? So get your rest. And tell my daughter Latoya that everything is okay. She gotta take. She just have to have some peace. Tell Taya said peace.
Okay.
Just tell her, get up every morning, Taya, and just call for the spirit of peace. Just call on peace. Just call for peace. And you don't have to worry. Read Philippians, Taya. Read it. Rest in him. Rest in him.
Okay.
I really do miss you guys. I really, really, really do miss you. And I just want you just, when you think about me or you want to have a hug, just go in front of your dresser. And just remember when I'm in Connecticut, I would just hug you guys and hug and kiss. Just do that. Just hug yourself and just smile with my face on my cheek. You remember what happened? Just do that because... I don't want to think about it. I don't want to tear up about it. I don't want to tear up about it. Okay. But it's okay. It is okay, Gloria. It is okay. Let the joy of the Lord become your strength. It is okay. And no matter how the enemy try to slice it, it is okay. And God had set you up for such a time as this. It is okay. And you're wondering sometime, how do you even make it? But it's okay. It is okay. It is okay. Put your hand up. Put your hand up. Put your right hand up. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you now for the fire of the Holy Ghost. There you go. There you go. There you go. That's like fire. That's liquid fire coming inside of you right now. Oh, Maromokuti, there you go. That's fire. Fire. Breathe it in. Breathe it in. Breathe it in. Yes. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Yeah. There you go. That's fire. Yes. 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 Put your hand up and give him thanks. Glory. Thanks and give him praise. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Sonia. Hallelujah. Put your hand up and receive your healing. Hallelujah, Sonia. Orobo, Remango. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost. Ignite, 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 ignite. Hallelujah. You know, when you're out there in the water, in the deep water, when you're in the water, when you're in the deep, there's a lot of things that's in the deep. So when you're in your deep moment, sometimes it might be good and sometimes it might be bad. But the deepness that I see right now, it was not a good deep. So I'll break it. And I'll just move it away. It's like a tsunami. And we break that and we bind that. And we call that the marine god that's in the ocean. And we just break it. The spirit of disaster. And we just break it. Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. Father, we give you praise. And we give you worship. Father, we give you praise. And we give you worship. 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 Hallelujah. Let everything that have breath praise your holy name. There is an anointing on this line. And all I'm feeling is fire from the Holy Spirit. When I'm off this line tonight, take that same anointing and anoint your house. You are going to see supernatural breakthrough. You have come into an experience with the fire of the Holy Spirit. If you were believing God for the supernatural, he has done it tonight. I see this person was praying and fasting and saying, no matter how I pray and I fast, I am not getting my breakthrough. But the Father God said, you got your breakthrough tonight. So with that saying, go into your house and declare war on the enemy's war. The kingdom of God suffer violence, for the violent take it by force. You got it. What a laugh. What a joke. The devil is a joker. And his pants is on fire. And we got him good. We got him. We got him by the word of God. We got him. We got him. We got him. Roll him out in your ocean. Roll him out in your ocean. And leave him in that ocean. The word of God, it says sapphire. That simply means you leave him out there in his sapphire in the ocean. Just like when you're praying, said, have it out there in the sea. Do not come on dry land. Tear it up in the ocean. Let him tear up himself in the ocean. That's how I felt like letting you know tonight. Praise the name of the Lord. Our time is up. If you would want to get information about when and how we are online, you could take my number and we could, and if you want, you could even go on the website. It's theholytabernacle.com. Sonny, you could put that in there. And you could put that in the chat, honey. Theholytabernacle.com. And you could send a message saying that you want information, that when we do go online, you'd be able to get the information on the email, or you'll get a text message. But remember also, on Tuesday night at 7:30, I will be doing my first Facebook Live. And we will be praying for Save America. That is the mandate that the Father gave to me long time ago. I used to do that in Manchester. We used to do that before. But I'm just going to go global with Save America campaign. And God, you are going to see the supernatural. Because once you go and you do what the Father tells you to do, you're going to see him in display. And all I'm going to do is just sit. Everybody, most of my children on the line knows, I just sit. And just let the Holy Spirit come forth. Like people say, open your mouth, insert foot. That's exactly what it is. You open your mouth and let the Holy Spirit come forth. So if you want to be a part of that, you have to, I believe, I'm not too sure about the Facebook thing. Maybe you have to go under my Facebook page, Ruth, K-E-R-R. Go to my Facebook page and send out a notification that I could accept you as a friend, that when I do go online or live, you'll be able to see it at 7:30. Okay? I want to thank you for being on the call, and I just pray that the Holy Spirit minister to you tonight from the inside out, and that your life will never, ever be the same. I thank you for being on the line. And I just give God praise. And I want you to pray for me
Pray for me and my family and my team that we go for it. And I'll be praying for you guys that you go for it and do what God wants you to do and to move under the structure, under the power, under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, that when you go forth, the Father God release you out there. And when the enemy see you, he's going to say, why do you come to torment me before the time? And you just look back and say, go. And he just go. Hey, that word. He said the same power that raised Christ from the dead lives inside of you, and he's gonna quit your mortal body. Hey, do you want your body to be in line with his body? I want it to be. I want him to talk to me. And another thing, what you could do is to read Ephesians 1, and wherever you see the eye and the whatever you put your insert your name in it, ask the Father to give you the best gift. Supernatural. You can't do anything in the natural. No, it has to be in the supernatural. Ask him to give you prophetic eyes, mouth. Ask him to come to your belly. Ask him to anoint your hands, your feet. That when you go to talk to people, that you'll be able to see and be able to minister to them, that they will be in awe. Because the Spirit of God is alive. And he's living inside of you. And all he's doing is looking for a body. Be that body. Be that voice. Be that body. Be that voice. Let the Holy Spirit use you. Let him manifest his wealth upon you. And I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about his life. His body, his power, his anointing. Let him breathe upon God. Oh, you take a tata moto kota baba baba baba, ye cochimiendo lo. Ye tando kola baba, let him breathe, let him breathe, let him breathe upon you, bread of life. Let him breathe upon you. Light of the world, shine in darkness. Jesus, go to bed like this tonight and just go to sleep. And just let him just minister to you. Invite angels in your house. Let them rock you to sleep. Get up in the morning and feel refreshed. Get up in the morning and feel refreshed. Get up in the morning and just feel so refreshed. I love you, Gloria. God bless you. May his face shine upon you. And what you need to do, Gloria, is to go to the mirror, Gloria. Go like this. Go to the mirror, right? All those hugs that you need and you never get, right? Just go and just go like this. And you just feel that presence. I'm telling you, because I remember when I had nobody to love me, and I would just go to the Father God. And that's what you need to do. Let him just attract, feel the presence, and just go. And just put your head down. And let him just rock you. And then you just feel so good. And feel so refreshed. It is awesome. I'm telling you, it's good. Because you need that. You know what I mean? And a lot of people say, oh, you're looking for love in the wrong places. But I'm fine. Okay, fine. Go to him. Extend your hand out to him. Let him just love you. And I hear him say, I've created you, Gloria. I have created you, glory. Listen to your name, glory. I've created you in my glory. Hallelujah ends the name of the last name. A. Righteousness is in your name. Intelligence is in your name. The Lord of Lords is in your name. I have created you. I have created you, Gloria, for such a time as this. Glory, I have created you for such a time as this. Listen to that, Gloria. In that Gloria is Adonai. In that Gloria is Lord. In that Gloria is ignite. That means he's going to ignite his will in you. And you're going to come alive in him because you've been ignited in him. Oh my gosh. I didn't even know I was a poet. He started using me like poetry from the other day. Ignite. You're ignited in him. I could minister all night, but I'm going to my bed. I ain't going to be like you guys. Get up in the morning all tired. It ain't going to happen. Y'all going to drag me off. I'm going into my husband. My husband back there waiting on me. It ain't going to happen. Y'all ain't keeping me on the line and try to drag everything out of me. It ain't happening. This is 8:48. I'm going to my bed. Good night. The Gloria. Good. Put your name on a piece of paper. I love you, honey. Put your name on a piece of paper and just start singing. Put Psalms 150 verse 6 to it and just give him praise. Your name signifies praise. And some of y'all say, what my name? I don't know nothing about your name. God ain't tell me nothing about your name. Okay, so leave me alone. Get out of my business. God ain't say nothing about your name. Don't be coming to me, Keisha, about what's my name. I ain't got no time for that. God, look. That's in witchcraft. That's witchcraft. If you go about and start talking trash when God ain't tell you nothing, you're into witchcraft. Y'all ain't gonna confuse me. I ain't stupid. Look, it ain't happening. My kids will tell you, don't be messing with that woman. She don't play. Okay, now, I don't know about nobody's name. I know mine is Ruth Elizabeth. Gloria, you go praise him. Keisha, get out the line. I love you, Keisha. Oh, God, I love you guys. May God bless you. May his face shine upon everything. I'm over here laughing. She'd be like, where'd that lady come from? She's a mess. Yes, I am. I'm a mess. God has straightened me out of my mess. I tell you, it's nice knowing you, baby girl. I love you. She on here tonight. I love you, Keisha. Oh, my God. God is so good. It's been a blessing. Pray for me, okay, for the week. Thank you, God. Thank you. Every night, everybody. God bless you guys. God watch over you and let the angel of God come in and encamp around about you guys. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Good night, Navi. I love you, baby.